Joy is more infectious than leprosy. That short line effectively describes the life of Muralidhar Devadas Amte, better known as Baba Amte. He was a follower of Gandhi, who dedicated his life to restoring dignity to lepers, the disabled, and the marginalized. He died February 9th at age 93 at his renowned colony in India called Anandwan.
Baba means father. He was like a father to each and every one of us.
This is Mr. Prabhu. He is a senior volunteer at Anandwan, and he was inspired to help Baba Amte after meeting him 28 years ago.
Baba Amte, the first memory, the first impression when I saw him, was he was a man who was following Gandhi in practical. There are many people who use Gandhiji's name, but they never try to follow Gandhiji's in practical, but Baba was doing it. And that is how he created a self-sufficient village like Anandwan.
Anandwan means forest of joy, and visitors say even the most outcast who live there work and play with a smile on their face. Amte came from a moneyed family, but a chance meeting with a homeless leper spurred him to establish Anandwan as a refuge. There he gave treatment to society's outcasts. He taught them to farm, weave, and build machinery. Baba Amte often said of his leprosy patients, "Let them lose their limbs, but not their dignity." His mission spread beyond Anandwan to other ashrams, hospitals, a university, and a school for blind children. Baba Amte was remembered with a state funeral last week and was buried on the grounds of Anandwan.